Then without objection, we will gavel out of executive session. We will go back into regular session and we will go to the item of elections. I thought a little bit about this and the basic outline, I don't know if we have a formal method. I think based on what we've done before, I'll entertain nominations for chair, then for vice chair. If there are more than two candidates and there's nobody has a majority, we'll go to a second ballot dropping the lowest candidate. If there is a tie, flip a coin, and how it lands on the floor will face up will be the winner, unless somebody has a better method in the case of a tie, because we don't have Commissioner Starr here today. And so does that sound fair to everybody? Okay. All right. So then, again, it's been a wonderful honor to be chair. It's a blast, and it's rewarding. So whoever is chair, I would also like to add that no matter who would be chair or vice chair, I'd love to serve, be honored to serve with you in the coming year. So anyway, nominations are now open for chair.
Chair Brooke, this is Mr. Fiskum at my remote location. I would like to nominate Nathan Sosa as the next chair of the Government Ethics Commission.
Okay, Nate Sosa is entered into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, without objection, nominations will be closed. I think valid votes are for Nathan Sosa or none of the above.
Our writing
candidate.
So should we just do a hand vote on this or do we need to do a roll call vote?
Roll call.
Roll call.
Do we do roll call every year?
We did not do acclamation.
We haven't every time, no.
All right.
Okay.
So you want to do a chair vote at this point?
Your choice.
Okay. Would anyone like to move that we elect Nate Sosa by acclamation?
So move.
Mr. Chair, this is Fisher Fiskum again. I'd like to move that we cast the unanimous ballot for Nathan Sosa as our next chair.
Okay. Very good. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed,
aye.
Nay. Okay, and Nick Wilson, you are going to be the next chair of OGEC.
Thank you.
Very well.
Congratulations.
Nominations for vice chair.
And Mr. Chair, this is Richard Fiskum again. I would like to nominate Dan Mason as the vice chair of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission.
Okay, very good. Are there other nominations? Okay, seeing none, I will close nominations. And
this is Commissioner Fiskum again. I would like to move that the commission cast a unanimous ballot for Dan Mason as vice chair of the commission.
Where are you?
Yeah. You know Dan? Or you know Dave? We love you. You're awesome. So all those, the motion is to unanimously elect Dan Mason as vice chair. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Okay, congratulations, Commissioner Mason. You will be the next vice chair. Okay, so
Hillsborough is now in charge of ethics in the state of Oregon.
Wow.
So I think I still preside at this meeting. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. Very good. So I'm now lame duck, and so without objection, we will go.
Thank you for doing that.
No problem. So we will. Recess out of regular session, and we do. I need to
no,
say
I
the.
No, I think you need to say the script before.
Need to say the script out. Again. All right, very good. So I don't want to make the mistake that we talked about earlier today. So we will now go back into executive session to consider preliminary reviews pursuant to ORS 244.260 sub 4 sub D and ORS 192.685 sub 1. Possible own motion preliminary reviews pursuant to ORS 244.260 sub 2 sub D and to conduct the annual executive
we already did.
So I think that is the recital I need to read, and so we are now back in